Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are ready to dive back into the Scriptures today. We're kicking off an exciting new series exploring the incredible I Am statements of Jesus. Are you ready to uncover the amazing truths about who He is? The first I Am statement we're exploring comes from the Gospel of John. I am the bread of life. This is such a profound declaration. We're about to discover how deeply we rely on Him for our true fulfillment. Jesus shares His wonderful bread of life message, showing us that He is the ultimate source of spiritual vitality. In John 6:35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Just imagine the scene. Jesus is addressing a crowd that just witnessed an incredible miracle. It's a moment they'll never forget. When He declares, "I am the bread of life," what a powerful statement that is. Jesus uses the metaphor of bread, something we all need physically, to reveal Himself as the essential source of our spiritual sustenance. He's not just referring to physical food. He's talking about the true nourishment for our souls. Now, when we hear, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry," it's like a spark igniting. Hunger symbolizes that profound spiritual yearning we all experience, a thirst for meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. Jesus is assuring us that He can satisfy that deeper inner hunger completely. And then He adds, "And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Wow, just wow. He's using the metaphor of thirst to illustrate another essential need, our desire for connection with God. What an incredible promise He's giving us to quench our spiritual thirst forever. When we look at John 6:48, where Jesus repeats, "I am the bread of life," it resonates deeply. By reiterating this powerful truth, He draws our focus back to its importance. This is a vital message for all of us. Let's connect the dots here. In verse 35, Jesus introduced Himself as the bread of life, offering the incredible promise of satisfaction for our spiritual hunger and thirst. By repeating this in verse 48, He emphasizes just how crucial this message is for everyone listening, and it still holds true for us today. Let's dive into some amazing insights and implications. 1. Jesus provides spiritual nourishment. Just like physical bread fuels our bodies, Jesus is here to enrich our souls. He brings the essential spiritual nourishment we yearn for to lead a vibrant and fulfilling life. 2. Jesus promises total satisfaction. Jesus guarantees to completely satisfy our deepest spiritual desires. There's no need to search elsewhere for meaning or purpose. He alone can fill us to the brim. Remember, this extraordinary spiritual nourishment is ours for the taking. All that is required is to come to Jesus and believe in Him. Coming is about making a deliberate choice to turn toward Him, while believing is trusting Him as the ultimate source of life. 3. Jesus offers eternal life. The hunger and thirst that Jesus addresses go way beyond temporary cravings. They reflect our deep, ongoing desire for connection with God. And the best news? That need can only be satisfied by Him. leading us to eternal life. In the grand context of John chapter 6, Jesus masterfully highlights the fleeting satisfaction of physical food, like the miraculous meal, versus the everlasting fulfillment he provides as a true bread from heaven. He challenges the crowd to dig deeper than their intimate needs and recognize their profound spiritual hunger, one that only he can truly satisfy. Let's leap ahead and dive into some contemporary examples that truly embody the essence of John 6:35-48. In our exhilarating, fast-paced world, countless individuals embark on a thrilling journey toward career success, accumulating wealth, and chasing after shiny possessions. They often believe that these achievements will fill their lives with lasting joy and fulfillment. However, just like a delightful meal that vanishes too quickly, these pursuits might leave us feeling empty and yearning for more. Even when they reach their milestones, the glow of happiness can fade away in an instant. This perfectly illustrates how mere physical bread, those material items, can't quite satisfy our deepest longings. It's only Jesus, the extraordinary bread of life, who can truly fill that void in our hearts. In a universe overflowing with options, many find themselves on a quest for deeper meaning and purpose in their lives. They might explore relationships, dive into hobbies, travel the world, or read all the self-help books they can find, yet still experience a profound emptiness. Deep down, there's an undeniable hunger for something more, something remarkable that brings clarity and significance to their existence. This resonates beautifully with the spiritual hunger Jesus speaks of in John 6:35, where he stands as the ultimate answer to that yearning, a true source of meaning and purpose. As social beings, we all have an amazing desire for connection and belonging. In this fast-paced, hyper-connected world, it's surprising that so many still face loneliness and isolation. People often seek out connections through social media, online communities, or social gathering. Yet these interactions might lack the true depth and joy we long for. This reflects the profound thirst that Jesus speaks of so beautifully. He welcomes us into an authentic and lasting relationship with him and fellow believers, a connection that truly quenches our deep desire for belonging. It's easy to get swept up in the chase for temporary thrills through entertainment, fleeting pleasures, or even some addictive habits, but they never truly satisfy us. It's a lot like indulging in empty calories. We may feel satisfied for a moment, but we aren't nourished in the long run. The contrast between those temporary highs and the eternal fulfillment Jesus offers is incredible. Let's dive into how these insights connect with John 6:35-48. These modern examples remind us that everywhere we look, people are grappling with a profound spiritual hunger and thirst that material things, accomplishments, or fleeting thrills just can't satisfy. Just like physical bread and water are essential for our survival, Jesus represents himself as the bread of life and the living water, providing general spiritual nourishment and the promise of eternal life. Amen. He alone can meet our deepest needs for meaning, purpose, connection, and lasting joy. As we wrap up today, let's reflect on those powerful words of Jesus. I am the bread of life. He offers us not just temporary satisfaction, but a deep, lasting fulfillment that only He can give. Are you feeling hungry? Are you thirsty? Jesus is inviting you to come to Him and discover true nourishment for your soul. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for revealing yourself as the true bread of life. We recognize that our souls crave more than this world can provide, and we acknowledge you as the only one who can completely satisfy us. Please grant us the grace to approach you with open hearts, believing in your promise of eternal nourishment. Help us turn away from those temporary pleasures and find our fulfillment in your presence. May we, who have tasted this amazing bread of life, be empowered to shine in your light and share your love with the world that's hungry and thirsty for true meaning. We ask this in your precious holy name. Amen. Thank you again for joining me on Scripture Seekers Ministry. I can't wait to continue exploring the I Am statements of Jesus with you next week. Take care, my friends.